Trump trade deal is giving UK patients new hope of accessing wonder drugs. By Americans for Limited Government. Sponsored, on June 27, 2025. The following content is sponsored by Americans for Limited Government. Something President Donald Trump's critics never seem to understand is that he understands negotiations. He has spent the last 40 years negotiating deals both small and big. He likes to come out swinging, assess how his opponent reacts, then adjust his plan so that he gets the most of what he wants. This is why those of us who have followed the president for so long, and read the Scott Adams book Win Bigly, which you should too if you haven't already, didn't throw a tantrum over his tariffs. We all knew that the tariffs were a tactic and not an end goal. They were yet another instance of President Trump demonstrating that he truly understands, the art of the deal. This is how the president reached the recently announced historic deal with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer to reduce or eliminate most non-tariff barriers between our two countries. At the time, the focus was mainly on agricultural benefits, with estimates of at least $5 billion in ag trade, with the president saying the deal is dramatically increasing access for American beef, ethanol, and virtually all of the products produced by our great farmers. Critics on both sides of the Atlantic have tried to tear down the deal, insisting that its healthcare provisions could cause patients could lose access to life-saving drugs. However, as we've had a time to get more into the details of the deal, it appears the even bigger win will be for UK pharmaceutical companies and their patients. Indeed, NHS patients have been given new hope of accessing wonder drugs previously blocked in Britain as Donald Trump pressures the health service to spend more with US suppliers, as The Telegraph recently reported. As part of the deal, the Trump administration insisted that the UK needed to be more welcoming of imports from US pharmaceutical companies. Under this new trade agreement, the UK government agreed to review the rules that dictate which drugs can be bought by the National Health Service, NHS, Great Britain's Department for Socialized Medicine. And those imports can't come soon enough. The NHS isn't just broken, it's broke, with British patients forced to ration their own pharmaceuticals because the government can't afford to provide them with enough. And despite the fact that the UK government spends more on just disability than it does on national defence, their cancer survival rates are among the worst in the world. And while acolytes of socialized medicine cluck their tongues at the American healthcare system, the waiting lines in Britain are so long they're killing people. As The Hill reported, 8 million people in the United Kingdom are waiting for their care, with 40% waiting for more than 18 weeks. An incredible 14,000 people died just last year while waiting for care in England's emergency rooms. This trade deal won't fix all the problems with the NHS and socialized medicine and the United Kingdom, but it will help a lot. The critics are wrong about the president's UK trade deal, just like they've been wrong about everything about Trump since 2015.